Police: Connecticut couple steals $1 million in Lululemon merch in multi-state crime spree. By Olivia Rondo on November 24, 2024. A Connecticut couple is accused of stealing up to $1 million of Lululemon merchandise over a two-month crime spree across multiple states, police said. Jadian Richards, 44, and Aquelle Laws Richards, 45, were finally arrested in Minnesota on November 14 after they allegedly robbed several locations of the upscale fitness apparel brand across Utah, Colorado, New York, and Connecticut since September, the New York Post reported. When the couple triggered a security alarm while exiting a Woodbury store, Richards, who is black, accused Lululemon loss prevention workers of racially profiling them. However, company investigators said the pair had just stolen about $5,000 worth of merchandise, at least 45 items, from several different locations the day before, according to the outlet. After cops arrived and arrested the couple, officials said they discovered a room key to a Marriott hotel, where they allegedly found multiple suitcases full of about $50,000 worth of Lululemon items. According to the company's internal investigation, the couple allegedly stole up to $1 million in products. This outcome continues to underscore our ongoing collaboration with law enforcement and our investments in advanced technology, team training and investigative capabilities to combat retail crime and hold offenders accountable, an asset protection executive in the company told NBC News. We remain dedicated to continuing these efforts to address and prevent this industry-wide issue. The criminal complaint, obtained by the New York Post, alleged that the couple's stealing strategies included one of them distracting store employees while the other shoved apparel underneath their own clothes. The duo, who are from Danbury, have since been charged with 8 October thefts in Colorado and 7 November thefts in Utah, according to USA Today. More charges related to other alleged thefts across multiple states are likely to come. Both Richardses were booked into Minnesota's Ramsey County Jail before they both posted bail and were released.